USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Not since World War II, when Winston Churchill appeared, has a European leader come to Washington while his country is at war. But Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is there for what promises to be a dramatic day.
This is Zelensky's first known trip outside Ukraine since the war began in February. And he had to travel through the hottest spot on the 800-mile front line to leave his country. The U.S. is set to announce the largest single delivery of arms to Ukraine, including Patriot surface-to-air missiles. The latest infusion of U.S. money would be the biggest yet and exceed Biden's $37 billion request. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The Senate could vote on that full-year spending bill tonight. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says both parties are eager to finish work on the measure ahead of both Friday's funding deadline and ahead of that huge winter storm heading east. Speaking of which, the forecast high in Denver today is about 50 degrees. The forecast high tomorrow, about 5 degrees below zero. This thanks to that massive winter storm moving across the USA. And it's not just the heartland that's in for the deep freeze, according to National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic.
The cold air is going to be moving rapidly southward over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it will clear through all of Texas by late in the day on Thursday, and then actually all through Florida by Friday.
Texas power grid officials say they are prepared for the big freeze. Hard freeze warnings are up across the south. Right now, much of Minnesota is under a blizzard warning for what the Weather Service calls impossible and life-threatening travel tomorrow through Friday. And flying is getting tougher as the day progresses. More than 300 cancellations so far. The biggest delays today, according to FlightAware, Seattle, Denver, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and Dallas. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
As the White House tries to win court permission to end Title 42, the criticism from some governors keeps coming. Texas Republican Greg Abbott says in the short run, doesn't matter.
We're having to manage the crisis on the border, regardless of what's happening, because even before the potential lifting of Title 42, we've seen this massive influx.
Tens of thousands are on the Mexican side of the southern border. The Trump-era Title 42 rule mandates that asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their applications are processed. The original reasoning was concern over COVID. This week, the Supreme Court blocked the White House from ending that policy. Yesterday's big earthquake on the coast of Northern California has turned tragic.
The 6.4 magnitude earthquake on the coast of Northern California has taken the lives of two people and injured 11 in Humboldt County. Both deaths resulted from medical emergencies during or following the earthquake that rattled the area at 2:30 a.m. Pacific early Tuesday morning. The epicenter was roughly 260 miles north of San Francisco, California. I'm Lance Pry.
And up Highway 101, the central Oregon coast was rattled by a much smaller quake yesterday, this one with a magnitude of just 4.6. It's a sellout in Boston. The National Hockey League's annual outdoor game, the Winter Classic, is January 2nd at Fenway Park. The Bruins will host the Pittsburgh Penguins, but the accompanying Fan Fest will still allow fans to celebrate the second time the Winter Classic has come to Fenway. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.